jewel case of a video game is not as satisfying as opening up a book and reading it.
I'm not going to go either way with that. I'll let the people decide. Hello and welcome. My name is Alex Gonzalez, and with me today is my good old friend, J.E.
Hey, that's me.
And please remember that we are not game devs. How are you doing today, Jay? Have you played anything interesting this past week?
Well, I've been trying to play fucking Anthem, but that's not happening. So, today, Joker's Wild DLC for Destiny came out, and I hopped on in the free time I had today before the podcast recorded to play all the new game modes they added and check it out. They added two new game modes for right now, at least from what I could see. One's called Gambit Prime, which is a new version of Gambit, which I'm enjoying just because Gambit was my favorite Destiny activity. Sometimes I'd want to jump on just to play some Gambit.
Sounds like a Transformer.
Or an X-Men character.
Yeah.
Have I explained Gambit to you before? I probably have.
Yeah, you probably have.
For those who don't know what Gambit is, it's PvE-VP, where it's 4v4 and you're dropped
I've
in...
I've played Gambit.
Yeah, you have at Extra Life, mm-hmm. where, yeah, you jump in, four people, you kill hordes of enemies, jump to the other team, and try to kill the other team. And it's three rounds. But Gambit Prime, it's just one round. You have one chance to win. Much longer. The last boss has a rotation mechanic where every bar, it gets immune, or after a certain time frame or something, it gets immune. So you have to go and kill these things to be able to do damage again. And it's just way harder, and you have to collect 100 motes instead of collecting 75. And you could drain motes and stuff like that. It's much more intense, and it's a lot of fun. And then as weeks progress in this new DLC season, Destiny's going to drop, or Bungie's going to drop, new perks. Or they said they're going to change Gambit Prime in a way where by the third week, the first week is not going to be the same game you're playing by the third week. And you're slowly building up your arsenal by playing Gambit and then jumping into a new game mode called The Reckoning. And that's where you earn new armor to be better at Gambit Prime. And so once you get the armor, you go back into Gambit Prime, collect these materials you need to get in The Reckoning again, and then collect more armor pieces to jump back into Gambit Prime. And what The Reckoning is, it's just a strictly horde mode based gameplay thing where it's just you jump in and enemies are spawning everywhere all the time, and you just gotta kill them all. It's pretty fun so far. I'm enjoying my time with it, but we'll see how long I stick on, especially once my internet and Anthem gets its next patch. I'm probably gonna jump back onto Anthem because it's something new. I still want to see what the story is all about, all that stuff. And I'm still playing Apex Legends, and the Battle Pass should be starting this month as well. But that's all I've been playing. Alex, what have you been doing?
So listening to you talk about Destiny is probably how people feel like when we talk about Kingdom Hearts. That was interesting.
Talk about what?
Well, how other people feel when we talk about Kingdom Hearts. Speaking of, yeah. I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 3. For someone working like myself who doesn't have the most time, Kingdom Hearts is an interesting game to play. Whereas Super Smash Bros. Was light on the story and very heavy on the game, I recently just beat Pirates of the Caribbean, no spoilers here, and then as I beat it, a cutscene ensued that lasted about 15 minutes. Then another cutscene ensued that lasted about 30 minutes. By this point, I was out of my desk chair and in my bed. On the third cutscene, my dog laid down next to me. On the fourth cutscene, I had my head on my pillow and my dog was cuddling me. And by the time it was all over, I was like, dude, I'm worn out. I got to go to bed. Like, I kept getting more and more comfortable until that was it. And I didn't even think I spent that long in that world. It almost makes me wonder if I'm going to go back. It feels a little rushed, so to say, like I'm kind of rushing towards the end. But it's a good game for what it is. It's fine. I just think so many things have developed further, and this game just shows kind of like some wear and tear.
Real quick question. Did you play the Pirates World before or after the Big Hero World?
Before.
Okay, that's good to know. So when I do the stream, right when the Pirates of the Caribbean World ends, that's when I'm going to end the stream. I'm going to be like, I know there's a lot of cutscenes that's going to happen. I'm going to do that on my own time.
Please.
I don't want to sit here for 45 minutes watching a cutscene.
There's cutscenes live on the stream showing Sora. There's a cutscene showing a speech.
There's a
cutscene showing Riku. Literally, they check in with everybody.
It's good. I'll watch it later. I'm pretty blind going in. Like, I didn't know about the Pirates of the Caribbean World until it spoiled to me like 2 weeks ago, and that was a big disappointment for me because it would have been one of the best surprises of my life. I think it was. Like, I've seen it in a trailer, like, way, way back when Kingdom Hearts 3 was first announced. But at that point, I just completely forgot about it. I had no idea. And then I was listening to it, like, I think a podcast or watching a YouTube video, and they just said it and showed gameplay. I was like, it just showed me everything I need to know about the Pirates World.
That's a shame, because it's my favorite thus far. But those are not the games that we are talking about today. Today, we are creating something new. Every week, We Are Not Game Devs will create a new, exciting video game idea that we have always wanted to play, but do not have any knowledge or know-how to create the wonderful experience that is video games. Today is my turn to present We Are Not Game Devs' 42nd IP. And I'm feeling good. I feel like I haven't had the helm of the ship in a while, going back to Kingdom Hearts. I feel like I haven't hosted in a while. So I want to begin with a basic concept. I've thrown around this idea a lot, and I finally want to test the waters. It's not going to be a game in a traditional sense, but I wanted to create a game that would help gamers fall asleep and a game that would also help reduce anxiety. I wanted to create a game that would work with your sleep timer and create different mini games, maybe rhythm games, where you slowly relax your heart rate, and then you start getting tired. I would want it to engage maybe the yellow vision on your TV, and maybe even have something where you can play it laying down, you know, or something of that nature.
You say play it on the TV or while you're laying down. What my mind immediately went to first and foremost was this was going to be either a mobile or a Switch game, or both.
We could do that and port it.
It'd be portable and you'd be in bed playing this. And also, what my biggest concern for what it would be for a console is you just fall asleep while playing this game and your console's just on for however long your power safety.
I would hope that the game would have something where, like, within 20 minutes of no input, it shuts itself down as long as you give it permission to.
That's a good idea, which I wasn't thinking we could do. But with the recent problems Anthem is having, where it's destroying consoles by shutting them off prematurely, I feel like if we played around with that mechanic in the game as a feature, it might create some crashes that we don't want.
Yeah. So what I want to do is have a game where it could create white noise, but if you want it, like, I would want to do something where there's a series of steps where there's wind downs, where first you start off and you can play like a little mini game that's just soothing, so to say. Like, it kind of has a beat playing in the background, almost to a metronome. And then you would have you would kind of interact with it by playing with the beat, maybe matching rings. And then it would slowly soothe you in, where then maybe you could have a character like hopping over a fence, like a sheep hopping over a fence, till eventually.
A sheep hopping over a fence.
We'll refine it. And then where you could play, where eventually, I don't know.
So let me tell you what I have in mind for like a mini game, right? When I'm in bed playing on my phone, just because I can't fall asleep pretty often. So I play games on my phone or play games on my Switch to help me fall asleep. Every once in a while, I want a soothing experience instead of just playing whatever mobile game or right now Tetris 99 just to get me to bed. So what I used every once in a while, what I play would be something super colorful and it's all rhythm based. But the music isn't usually like that techno that a lot of rhythm games have. It's more of like a soothing, like
DDR.
No, not even DDR.
No, I'm saying because that's techno based.
Oh, right. Like it's usually like a DDR type of sound in these rhythm games, but some rhythm games are out there where it's more of like a, the easiest way for me to describe it is like Flower.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Or have you played Monument Valley for the mobile?
Yes, I have. I actually own it.
Yeah. It's like a Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker, but a lot more relaxing and a lot more artistic and cool. Like, I like playing those type of games where it's like music to something beautiful and colorful and just like kind of entrancing in a certain way. So we can maybe do.
So like, what if we make a game where you're a rain cloud and you have to water different parts of the earth and you make it soothing by doing taps that unleash light rains with like a soothing music that would go along with the game. So it feels like, you know, like you're doing something, but you're seeing more and it's I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like that. And it could be like Tetris Effect or a game called Prometheus. I don't know if you played either of these games.
Nope.
Where every input you do is adding to the music. So let's say you tap and hold and move your rain cloud around. It'll make a rain noise, but it has a musical effect with it that builds the overarching noise and music that you hear. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think this game should be designed where it would look still really good, but it would be on a warm color palette, so you would get tired. And then I believe that the rain would also help for the white noise.
Yeah, and I think it could be like a more of a white noise sound than a rain sound. And all these games could have a underlying noise in the background just to drown out your thoughts type of thing.
And then eventually, once you get past the beginner levels, it would be cool if the game was just like, close your eyes and play blind while you're closed. And then you'd play just based off sound and, the music.
It could be a sound-based game where, like, maybe it could just be multiple stages where you play this game for, like, and it could, there are iPhone games and apps that learn with your patterns, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe as you're doing, like, dragging your finger around the rain cloud of this thing, it's doing something on screen, maybe the phone notices your finger movements are moving slower. It can slowly transition to another game where it's no image on the screen. It's just music, and you just got to like tap to the song or the beat. You know what I mean? Or maybe there's like a circle coming, expanding out and in, and whenever it goes in, you have to tap it.
Yeah, I like that. And then I would also want to do something where, depending on the wind down, like if we have like a menu where there would be different menus depending on what you want to do. If one's like wind down with the day, we would also tell people to align their breathing with the circle.
Yeah. How would it translate from breathing in real life to the game, though?
I think you'd have to have a narrator to do it. It would be cool if there was some kind of, I would want to integrate this if I could. Is there a way that we can integrate heart rate monitors?
So this is pretty much going to be a mobile game, because the only way that we could have this on a, all these features in it would be on like an iPhone, because an iPhone has all of these features. All
right.
Where
fuck it.
It is optional, but you can put in your heartbeat and you can put in your like.
So we'll just have to do a stripped down version of the game for Switch if there's demand for it, you know?
Right. Or we just take out the breathing and heart.
Yeah.
The heartbeat,
because I think it would be cool to have another mini game where your goal was to lower your heart rate.
Well, I think the Switch probably has a microphone in it, right?
Yeah, it does, I think.
Yeah, so maybe you could, like, breathe into the mic or something. But I think it could be a mobile and Switch game, but mobile would only mobile would have AI learning. I don't think the Switch can tell. Let's say, for example,
what if it just keeps your score?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, what if, like, you do really well, like, in lowering, like, your breath, or, like, you're very in tune, or you're doing, you know, better.
Yeah.
I think that's the way. I think it'd be easier to measure your score with an iPhone, because now that I think about it, there's a lot of data that it records, as in, like, your restful sleep, how long you played the game before you put it down.
Yeah, and the Switch would be able to do that too, because have you ever played Wii Fit?
No, never.
Wii Fit had a really cool system where every time you play, it tells you all these crazy stats, how much you weighed since the last time you played, how good your balance was since the last time you played. It gives you a graph of 7 days, 6 months, 3 months, 1 month, a year, lifetime. Like, it gave you so many stats on how you use the game and how it related to your health. The iPhone has a similar thing in the health side of an iPhone where it tracks, if you want, it could track how long you've been asleep for, how long you're in REM sleep using a certain app. It could track how many steps you've walked up and down, all that information. It even has, like, a mindfulness app on meditation and stuff like that. And so we could integrate all of those apps into this app and game as well. And it will use data from the health side and use it in the game side to help the player fall asleep quicker.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And the way I wanted to implement all this is to have a narrator who has a very soft overtone that would lead you in. And I want it to be a similar script going into most of the games. Like, if you're doing a wind down, he would have a similar script that's a little bit different day by day, but still kind of the same going in. That way there's a ritual. Because as you settle into a ritual, you'll get tired faster.
And I know I'm not, like, an expert at this, but I understand that there's different people who fall asleep to different things. Like, it's not necessarily white noise that helps someone fall asleep, but rain sounds or the sound of, I don't know, fire or something like that, like fire crackling. So we'll have different games and different scripts, and each script will have variations for every day. So, like, every day of the week could be a different script, so it's not just the same thing over and over again. So every week you'll hear the same thing, but at least every day it'd be different. But there'll be different gameplay modes where it would represent different ways it helps people fall asleep. You know what I mean?
I like that. And I would also want to include data. So at the end of a month or at the end of a week or two, we would include data at the end saying, these are the games you played, and this is the game that helped you fall asleep the fastest. Right. It is right now your favorite game.
Exactly. And the basic gameplay would all be the same, and maybe the narration even would be exactly the same. Just the gameplay, or no, sorry, just the sound and music that you hear, I think, would be different, and what you're seeing visually would be different on each game, because there would be different visuals and sounds that are needed to help the player fall asleep.
Yeah, so what we're talking about, for example, would be one sound would be a thunderstorm where you're hearing rain dropping with thunder and you're hearing maybe a slight wind. And then another sound would be a meadow with a river trickling and you can hear birds. And then a third sound would be, I would include this, would be that would be a cityscape. Would be you would hear roads pass every now and then. You would hear some people walking about and you would hear certain city noises of that nature. And then probably like a fourth one would be crickets and just like the sound of like country. So you'd hear crickets, toads, frogs. It would be more of a humid climate.
And then a crackling like fire, campfire would also be a cool one.
Yeah.
In terms of gameplay, they all, I want to have a similar thing that you're doing. So, like, let's take the rain cloud dragging around, for example. Maybe another one could be spreading fire seems crazy. Maybe putting out fire, or I guess it would be just spreading fire around.
What I was thinking, is it like more of a soothing game where there's one where you have a character like a Bitmoji or a Wii character and me that you make for yourself, and you do something where like you make your bed step by step. So you sit there and like it'd be very soothing to like make your bed. So you choose your sheets, you put on your sheet using touch, you put on your middle sheet, you put on your bed sheet, and then you tuck yourself in. And then maybe you rub yourself on the back and then you help yourself fall asleep.
Just as like another mini game they could play.
Mm-hmm. That would wind you down. I think I'd get tired thinking about it.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. So it'll pretty much be a three-step process, I guess, maybe, where at first it would be the most interactive, where you're literally dragging something around the screen and it's causing something on screen to happen and the music to change reactive to whatever you're doing on screen. And it will slowly transition to strictly sound-based game that's still with music and narration and rhythm. And that goes into, like, I guess a breathing exercise game. Okay. And that's the one I'm the least understanding about. Like, I understand the sound-based one. It would be so you could just touch a screen and you could just close your eyes and not pay attention. But what are you doing with the breathing game?
I think with the breathing game, it's going to be more of a meditation mindscape where you're going to be closing your eyes but touching your phone and maybe using the pressure on it and using the pressure of the buttons, which you can do with the Switch. So it'll have you breathing, and then it'll be adaptive, I think, where you'll sit there and you'll have a meditation and you'll try to think of like a clear sky or a still lake or a meadow. And then when you feel like you have thoughts that are intrusive, not necessarily bad, but, you know, maybe you're like, oh, I got to make lunch for tomorrow, or I've got to pay the registration on my car. You'll press a button, and then from there, the narrator will go on and talk about thoughts and such to kind of clear you up. Because I know some people, it isn't just about they have trouble sleeping because they have trouble getting their mind to relax. It goes so fast. It thinks about so much. What do you think?
Yeah, no. So the last stage would more just be straight meditation.
Yeah, meditation with some button inputs where maybe you're pressing, like, I think this would be, and I'm making this game for gamers because there's meditation and sleep apps for other people, but I want this to have some slight inputs. So if you have a really hard time, you know, you would just keep pressing the buttons and kind of moving through. And there would be a narrator kind of guiding you till eventually it would be a meditation, but you're along for a journey, I think, where it would be more like a sound game where it's like you're walking through a forest. Here you're going to encounter a fire. The fire is going to make you very sleepy. You're going to sit by the fire for a little bit. And then, you know, like you'll press buttons to stoke the fire, to get in a sleeping bag and do it that way.
How about this for the very last game? So you've already done this semi-interactive dragging something around a screen. Then you're playing a tapping rhythm game. Then you play this game where there's nothing. It's just narration. And yeah, it's like an adventure. He's guiding you through a soothing adventure through whatever the theme is. And you press either left trigger or right trigger to make like small input decisions or confirming something or something along those lines. Like he'll ask a question, or the narrator will ask a question like, you'll sit by the campfire. Do you want to leave now or something? And you got to press a button to tell him that you're still playing.
Yeah. And I think,
you know,
and I think beyond that, he'll stay. The narrator will keep going for about 15 minutes afterwards if there's no input. And he'll ask you a couple more questions and then slowly fade out.
Yeah.
That way you can kind of just listen in and go from there. If, like, you know, when you're in that half asleep point where you're there, but not all the way there.
Did you want the screen just to be blank for this, or maybe like small animation happening, or just completely just narrative?
It would be like maybe small animations happening. So it wouldn't be anything big, but when he says a fire, you would see a fire pop up. Okay, if he says, so like, you walk into a meadow, there would be like a meadow there. You know,
they'd be just like 3D landscape images.
Yeah, it would almost be images. Imagine playing a very relaxing game of D&D, but you don't have to do any of the violence, and the narrator's handling all of the other stuff without you knowing.
Yeah.
A choose your own adventure of sorts.
But it's literally just that taking a scroll.
Where all avenues lead to sleep. Yeah. Where it's basically getting you to relax. It's the opposite. This game basically is doing what other games don't want you to do, which is slowly get bored of the gameplay loop. Not get bored, but get tired, wind down, and then relax, put you into such a state of relaxation that you put the game down.
How about this as a thing for the very last game? It's literally, we have a whole open world made with all these interconnected pathways to one location to another location. Like the bridge is connected to the big tree, which is connected to the well, which is connected to the bridge and the bench, which is connected to, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of locations that's related to each other, and it's a soothing voice narrating you from place to place, describing the places with different sounds and music. And the inputs is, which direction do you want to go? Do you want to go to the porch or the garden? And then you press left trigger for garden, right trigger for porch. You know what I mean? And it just keeps walking you through this entire area with these 3D images that come up on screen until you just slowly just get bored of it and just fall asleep. And this is after two things that already have gotten you tired.
I like that. So I think that would be good. And that should be a game also just available if somebody really likes that. I'm going to try to make most of this stuff where there's like scripted, and then eventually have it where people just unlock stuff. So if they're like, no, dude, this is what just gets me, then they can go with that, you know?
Oh, like just go straight to the third round.
Mm-hmm. If they get so attuned to it where they can fall, you know what I'm talking about? Where they just fall asleep that way.
I also think in the third round, since it's just left and right triggers, if people want to gamify it a little bit more, maybe in each area there's like five collectibles hidden in that picture that you could go ahead and find if you so please.
Okay. I like that. That's good. Now, we got the games down. We got what we're doing here. For music, I was thinking we would have ambient noises with no music, and then there would be other times where in the meadow and stuff, there would be slight music. I would want it to be nothing big, so it'd be piano or like cello or like violin, very slow, very methodical.
Yeah.
Just playing through. I feel like that's the kind of music we're going for here.
I'm thinking very flower-esque music where it's very minimal.
Wind instruments.
Yeah. String instruments. There's certain songs and Tetris Effect that I think would work perfectly here. But you haven't played Tetris Effect, so it's hard to explain, because there's very techno-like songs in Tetris Effect, and then there's songs that are just super percussion and just very interesting and just relaxing sound. But besides that, I totally understand what you mean. Flower, I think, is the best way to explain it, because even in the later levels, it gets a little bit more industrial and more city-like, and then it takes the same sound but puts more industrial spins on it, and it still sounds very soothing and relaxing. Kind of unnerving in a way, but we wouldn't have to do that for our game.
No, yeah.
Flower's trying to make you feel unnerved.
We would just go the other way with it. All right. Now, this one's going to be a bit different. What's the price that you're thinking about this game? I've got one in mind that I kind of want to shout out. So I was thinking that the game would have a light version that would be free, and then a premium version that would be $5. I don't want to put any commercials or ads in this game and the light version. The only reason is that's counterintuitive to our product. We're trying to make people fall asleep, and then hearing a commercial about Bounty as you're winding down would be horrible. But I think they should, they just wouldn't have access to the analytics that we provide in syncing everything together, which they could get on their own. If they have other apps in the background running, it would be fine. Right. So they still have that access, and then they wouldn't have access to all the games at once. They would have different stages that we would set up week for week for them, but they wouldn't have access to everything that someone would buy it for.
What I would like to do instead was, for the free version, instead of not giving them all the games, I say give them all the games, but only one narration track for each one. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Just in some way, kind of like block them out a little bit.
Yeah. And the paid version, and then you, that weird one where you have an avatar and tuck yourself in, that's not in the free one, only in the premium one.
Yeah. It takes a little bit more. I hear you.
But also in the premium one, I want there to be like multiple tracks, enough for at least a different one per day for each game, you know? And also, there's going to be voice packs where we have new narration, maybe new music packs.
I was thinking about doing that based on the season. So a spring pack, a summer pack, a fall pack, and a winter pack. That way you'd hear different seasonal, different seasonal sounds to go along with your relaxation.
I like it. In terms of pricing, $4.99.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's where I'm
at. That sounds pretty okay.
Yeah, one buy price and then you got it forever.
It sounds like it's gonna most, in terms of what it looks like, it seems like it's gonna be a lot of just really good graphic, computer graphic. What I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, I'd say it's gonna be good computer graphics. Yeah, because we're not doing anything too complicated where there's not gonna be a whole lot of movement.
Like for the last bit where you're just traveling from one landscape to another landscape, I want the landscapes to be 3D and in motion, but there's no like characters walking around or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of want it to look like Octopath Traveler, but not pixelated. Like I want that depth look to it where it's like a picture book. And I want the environment to be moving. Like if you're in the meadow, all the grass is like swaying.
Okay, I like, you know that. I mean? Yeah,
but
yeah.
It looks like a picture book.
Yeah.
And then for the first few games, it would just be like a cute cartoony looking game, like most mobile games, I feel like. And then the other one's just a black screen or like colors and like maybe rings to tell you when to tap and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and I agree with you on the graphics 100%. That's going to help people relax a little bit more too. All right, Jay. It's time to get your timer ready because we're going to name this game.
All right, and let's go.
I'm thinking about calling it Good Night.
Good Night in 4 seconds and 98 milliseconds. 5 seconds.
Cool. I tried to stay away from anything involving dreams because that game may come out.
Oh, I am excited for that game, by the way. I'm going to jump on that alpha. That's like $40.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Hopefully they give you something for it.
Okay. I'm going to make a lot of music in there. That's my main purpose for it.
That's pretty good, especially for a creative person like you. But all right, here we go. Good Night is a game released to the iPhone and Switch and Android
too.
And what's going to be is it's going to be a game that's trying to get you to fall asleep and relax. There's going to be different mini games such as a cloud that does rain music that you're going to water different plants and things. That's going to be very colorful, but also have a warm lighting to it, as well as a soundscape that's very quiet. You're going to have another game where you're going to be on a guided meditation where you're going to be able to choose your own adventure and do button inputs as you slowly fall asleep. There will also be different mini games such as a breathing mini game where you match rings. You're going to have different environments where you can kind of play around with like a fire, a meadow, with a stream. And all these games are going to do is you can play them individually or you can be on a track so that you could slowly start winding down and going to sleep. In the background, we're going to have analytics collecting your data so that you find what relaxes you most and let you know how the app's guiding you and making your sleep better. So, Jay, would this be a game that you would play?
I wouldn't
I don't want to say, is this game fun? Because that's not what I'm going for exactly.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I was like, I wouldn't say they're fun, but I would give it a try. I do have a tough time going to sleep. But usually a couple of rounds in Dragalia Lost or Tetris 99 will get me to fall asleep pretty quickly. But sure, I'll give it a try. And like maybe the analytic part of it would be the most fascinating for me. Because I love... When I had an Apple Watch, I just loved looking at all the stats that it just collected. I didn't use them for any purpose. I just thought it was cool, you know?
Yeah.
How about you, Alex?
I think I would use this game. I usually go on Reddit before going to sleep. And I read like 3 or 4 stories before I get tired enough and put my phone down. I think I would easily fall into the habit of playing a certain scheme of different games or playing my favorite game and just knocking out. Usually if I fall into a routine, I can fall asleep much more easily. But I'd like it to track my stats and everything like that as well, and seeing where it goes. And I might use it in the middle of a day, because what I have trouble with is naps. So even if I sleep like 3 hours one night, I would just stay up the whole next day until like I fall asleep, like at 8 or 9.
Oh yeah, I'm not a nap guy either.
So I would like it to do something where you would, this would also help for naps, and maybe it would do a gentle alarm. Also, right. I know this is late, but I would also want a feature where it wakes you up after you hit REM. So like as you're coming in and you're light, it would wake you up so you're not sluggish. So you would choose different times to wake up. So if it's like 9:05, it's like, no, if you go to sleep right now, you'll be in deep REM at 9:05. You can wake up either at 9 or 9:07, 9:08.
Well, how about... Well, I guess that wouldn't work. Oh, okay. How about this? No, that still won't work because it's different for everybody. Never mind. What you did was good. But I did want to add something to the game before you close it up completely. Of course, there's going to be options for you to turn off the narration, turn off the music, turn off both, play podcasts in the background, play your own music in the background, and all that stuff. Yeah. I just wanted, because I hate it. And I also want it where the narration and music could be volume controlled separately by sliders. Because I hate it when they don't let you do that. When it's like
and
music
it'll be accessible
on or off. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. You. And it'll be accessible at the start menu as well as in the app while you're in the game. So yeah. All those options will be available to you whenever you need them. That way it doesn't feel like you have to quit out or ruin the flow. This game is all about keeping the flow going. And with that, our 42nd IP has gone gold. We hope you look forward to this experience that will probably never release. You can write to @poundgames@gmail.com if you have anything to patch into the game we create today. Also, give us feedback. We are still learning how to make this show better, and your feedback really helps. We have a Patreon. If you'd like to back our ideas, please head over to patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. Patrons receive episodes 2 days early and an early podcast at the beginning, which you caught the tail end of our conversation at the beginning of this episode. That's patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. If you liked our show, why not subscribe and give us all the stars on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher? We're on SoundCloud too, and if they ask for a review, instead of reviewing our show, become your inner game critic and review Goodnight, the video game we just created. Thank you for joining us today. We will be back next Friday with another new IP. Again, my name is Alex Gonzalez.
And I'm Jay Yee.
Thank you, and please remember that we are not game devs. So what I was thinking was, I don't know why the sinister side of me came out. I want to create a game called Nightmare. And in this game, instead of you getting a good night's sleep, it's all about making you stay up because it's so spooky. Like, I want this to be a game where people don't want to play it by themselves. You know, I don't know why I went the other way with this, but as I was...
No, that sounds like a great idea. I was trying to think of something to do for like a Halloween DLC or even April Fool's joke.
No, we can't do that to these people. These are people who want to be relaxed. We can't do Nightmare as an April Fool's joke. I feel like we'd get sued. There are people who really don't like spooky things.
Yeah, no, that's true.